This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Buying two of almost everything can get really expensive really fast. So how can you minimize the cost of buying clothes, gear, and all the essentials for your twins? Do twin discounts exist? How do you find good bargains? Joining us today is our panel of twin parents who are here to talk about smart shopping strategies for twins. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two. Well, welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online, on-the-go support group for expecting a new parent to twins. I'm your host, Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. Now, have you heard about the Twin Talks Club? Our members get bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. Subscribe to our monthly Twin Talks newsletter and learn about the latest episodes available. Another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Twin Talks app, available for most smartphones. And before we get started, let's go around the room and on the phone.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and kick things off here in the studio. So I'm Sunny, and the owner of New Mommy Media, which produces Twin Talks, Parent Savers, The Boot Group, and Preggy Pals. I have four children of my own. My oldest is about to turn four tomorrow. He's going to be four. And then my middle guy is two. And then I have identical twin girls, Ainsley and Addison, who are 8 months old.
And Shelley.
I'm Shelley. I'm the producer here at Twin Talks. I have identical twin boys who just turned two. And I'm due with a singleton in August. I wanted to let you guys know at home about a program we have. So you can be a virtual panelist for those of you who can't get into our studio or call in on the phone. You can follow us on Facebook or on Twitter and then use the hashtag TwinTalksVP to participate in the conversation.
All right. And on the phone with us today is Casey.
Hello, my name is Casey Haynes. I have a 5-year-old daughter, Riley, and I have 2-year-old twins. My boy is Braden and my daughter is Addison.
Yay.
Another Addison. Yay.
And I'm your host. I'm Christine Stewart Fitzgerald. My girls are almost five. And then I've also got a singleton who will be two in just a few months. So we're a girl family. Very much so.
Hey, Twin Talks, we have a special segment for you today. This is part of our Twin Oops series where we share funny stories that we experience as twin parents. And this one comes from Kathy. And Kathy writes, I had a duh moment about a week after they were born. We were bringing them back to the hospital to get their first post-discharge checkup. We still hadn't gotten a pediatrician yet, and they wanted to make sure Lydia wasn't losing more weight. Anyway, the night before the appointment, I was all proud of myself for making sure that our diaper bag was packed, and I had a schedule all set out for the morning. I was sure we were prepared. We got to the appointment pretty much without a hitch. We were about 10 minutes late, which is great for twin parents, right? We got in to see the doctor, and it was then that I realized that when packing the diaper bag, I neglected to pack the diapers. Man, did I feel like a doofus. Thanks, Kathy, so much for writing this in. We really appreciate it. If you guys have a funny twin oops story you want to share with our audience, go ahead and send us an email through our website, or you can call our voicemail at 619-866-4775.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, today's topic is smart shopping strategies for twins. And today we're chatting with our twin parents about how you can cut spending on all the stuff your twins need. So thanks for joining us today. So, you know, there's a lot of different places that you can look for bargains and deals. And I think, you know, some of the you know, greatest, you know, hidden deals are right in our local community. You know, so where are some of the places that you guys have found some deals? And, you know, and I'm going to start off and say, who here is a member of a local Twins Club?
Me.
And me.
Oh, yay.
All of us. And then you lead one.
And I do. I am on the board of our local Twins Club. I have to say that, one of the reasons I joined the local Twins Club is, you know, just to meet other twin parents and get support that way. But it also was just so great to, you know, meet people. I mean, a lot of the clubs have like online, like classified ads, you know, where you can, you know, they're posting, they're like, hey, I'm done with my car seats, or, you know, the infant carriers or the strollers, and you get the things for like, you know, a fraction of the cost. And oh my gosh, that we got so much stuff that way.
Yeah. I was going to say, not quite in the same vein, but kind of still dealing with local stuff. When I posted on Facebook that I was pregnant, I started finding that, pregnant with twins, I should say, that people that were friends with me would hear about other things online and then share it with me. Or someone would just say, listen, I heard that you're pregnant with twins. I have an extra, you know, breastfeeding pillow. Do you want it? Like, a lot of stuff was just kind of given to us, or pretty much, you know, we paid so little for it. It was crazy. It was just more like, I'm done with it, and now you can have it.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Gosh. Word of mouth is fantastic. I mean, we told everybody that we were expecting twins, and I think people, even if they didn't have twins themselves, if they had children at all, they kind of, I mean, almost like more generous. Not like we were begging for free stuff, but free stuff just kind of showed up. Like, our twin breastfeeding pillow that we used came from one of my coworkers, who his twins were, gosh, I think they were 3 when I was pregnant. And he was like, it's just been sitting in our garage. My wife didn't want to throw it away, so we'll bring it to you. Another coworker, she didn't have twins, but 2 kids. She had a double stroller that her kids were hitting the weight limit, and she's like, well, you need this more than I do. And so I think just kind of putting it out there and asking around, I mean, for starters, it was great.
Oh my gosh, personal connections.
And I agree. I have received stuff in that system as well as giving stuff away. I find as my twins get older and things start accumulating, I definitely want things out of my house as well. And personal connections are just telling people word of mouth, friends of friends, coworkers. It's amazing either how people can help you out or how they can hook you up with other resources. It's really helpful.
Twin moms love helping other twin moms, so make some connections.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Not yet another reason to get connected with, you know, the other twin moms within your local community. And, you know, I know, you know, a lot of clubs do have a lot of formal, you know, sales too as well. So, you know, if you're looking for something very specific, and, you know, obviously you need to get a set of something that's mm-hmm. some of the bigger items anyway. I mean, I think going to some of these different, you know, twin club sales are so great, because then you do get, you know, there might be maybe several different types of strollers available to you, and you can kind of shop around.
So do they have like kind of like what does that look like? I've never been to one of those. Like, is it a like a is it online or is it actually
an
hey,
actual yeah an actual
kind of like a
big
garage sale or
yeah like a co-op
yard
garage sale,
sale.
Yeah huh. Yeah, so I know like, you know, the club I'm involved in, we do it twice a year.
Okay.
So like spring and fall. And, you know, usually there's going to be at least, you know, 10 or 12 families that are selling. So you can get, you know, all the girl clothes or, you know,
oh,
the boy,
I so
boy
wish
clothes.
I would have known
yeah.
about that. I really didn't, especially with the matchy outfits, because we do all the matchy outfits. And my family and friends have spent so much money on the cutest outfits in the world, and they wore them twice. And I'm just like, the thought of just like, no offense, but donating it kind of just, I mean,
no,
I don't know.
Loyalty. No, I totally get it. Because like, if you get a set, oh my gosh, that is so valuable. You don't want to just give it to Goodwill because you're like, you want it to go to another
if,
twin
if I knew,
parent.
Yeah, if I knew Absolutely. It was going to another twin parent that really needed it,
yes.
I would be okay. But yes. if someone is just going to just divide it up and here's for a singleton and here's for a singleton, I don't know. Maybe I'm snotty. But, you know, we work to make these outfits look cute and match.
Totally. Totally. No, I am so with you. You know, and it's interesting, too. Like, I've seen a lot of the posts on the club recently where, yeah, people are doing, you know, maybe after a sale, they have things that maybe they didn't sell. And like, you know, they're in this sort of cleaning mode.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, let's do maybe like even just a toy swap.
Yeah.
You know, or a clothing swap.
That where, is so smart. Yeah.
You know, and I think, I mean, you know, the idea where you sort of, you know, you put everything into the collective pile and then you know, just take out what you need, and you know, it's like, it's, you know, kind of you don't know what you're gonna get, and you know.
I think one of the benefits of the twin clubs versus like a group or connection is I mean I tend to hang out with moms whose kids are the same age as mine are, and that's not helpful for stuff, so you really want
a toy swap,
but you know, toys, but you want to, I mean, in those early days, getting connected with a twins club to help you make those big purchases, because I'm always seeing somebody offering like free or cheap double snap and go, or, you know, two bouncers or two bumbos or two whatever. And it's like, you want your kids, you know, if you kind of space it out and have somebody a couple months older, you can hand stuff down or lend it.
You know, one idea that I had, and this never came to fruition, so this is just kind of in theory, but what I thought would work really cool. My husband has a friend at work that his twin girls are, I don't know, I think a year or two older than my kids. Anyways, and we get their hand-me-downs. And it got me into the mindset of, why don't we keep this train going a little longer? If we could find someone to give us stuff, then, you know, someone, you know, and it doesn't even have to be a year, especially in the beginning, you know, 6 months or, you know, even less than that,
yeah.
You know, could go after. And then, you know, at least for the first couple years, you know, just ride that train. And then after your kids are done, you know exactly who to pass it down to. And that way, no one's spending a single extra dollar, you know, well, I guess the first person on the train is. But maybe you can work that out somehow, you know? And then that way, you know, everyone... That way you're not like, oh, crap, they just outgrew their 6 month clothes. Who would I give these to? We give it to this family because we're part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great thing.
I am part of a big pay it forward group right now. My sister's singleton son is 6 weeks older than my son. So I get his stuff, and then when I'm done with the stuff, then I pass it on to another friend, and when she's done with it, then there's another friend who's got one younger than her, so then it goes to him, and then when she's done, we already have another girl lined up to get the boy clothes. And then my daughter and my niece are 3 months apart, so everything they're done with goes to my daughter, Addison, and then I've already started everything that Addison's done with is going to a coworker's daughter, and then she's going to another. So it's like we've literally got this huge chain of just lined up of, okay, I'm going to be you next.
That's really smart. And actually, yeah, Casey brings up a good point. I was talking about same-sex stuff, but if you've got two different outfits, you may have to have two different trajectories there, mm-hmm, too, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
But that's great that you at least you know it's going to someone who truly needs it. And
and then there's just no thought going. I mean, in a good way. Like, you don't have to think about it. It's right. Like, okay, now I know it goes to this person, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then, of course, yeah, there's some, you know, other, you can always look on Craigslist, and sometimes there's even just like some local, you know, Facebook groups too, where I think you talk about sort of the personal connection, you can get that started. So those are always great. How about, okay, switching gears a little bit, looking at some online sources. So, you know, for twins, of course, our big challenge is we want things to sort of, you know, maybe be in sets of two. So you're, you know, getting relatively, you know, things that are relatively the same shape, size. I mean, if you figure out how to work a swing, it would be nice if you, you know, knew how to figure out the other one. You don't have to figure everything out like all the time. But, and then for clothes too. Have you guys had any experience with maybe some like online twin, like, you know, groups, like Facebook groups?
I definitely was part of a couple one. We lucked out in that we got so many gifts. We didn't have to buy the boys' clothes until they were like 6 months old. And but there's those like online buy sale trade. And what's nice about those is that they're sorted by albums. There's a couple of really big ones you can find if you search, but it'll be like boy, 6 to 12 months, or like boy, girl, boy, you know, 12 to 18 months. So whatever set, a combination of multiples you have, you'd go into the album and you could click through and find clothes, you know. And that was nice for coordinating, because, I don't know, I liked my boys to always be coordinating and not always identical, not matching, but, you know, kind of the same. And so I think, or if you're looking to dress them the same too, it was nice to be able to buy just like two at once. Or and, you know, with the clothes, it was a really good option. We never ended up using it because by the time shipping, and it was like, for some reason, I could never get my head around when they grew out of clothes. It was like one day nothing fit, and then it was somebody watched them so I can run to the store. But there, I know a couple other twin moms who really actively bought and sold in those. Mm-hmm. I used resale groups that weren't from twins, just other parents. And what I did is the clothes the kids wore at home, I bought from online sales groups, cheap ones. I mean, really, you know, ones that weren't even in the best condition. And that was a really good money saving, because I could get onesies or shirts for $1 or less each, you know, a big box of them shipped to me. And then if they didn't match, it didn't matter, because we just used them at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those are some great options. You know, and I've noticed I did a quick search on Facebook and was looking at, the, you know, some of these different groups. And I have to say, I was really surprised, like I said, kind of how specific. I mean, there were the big ones that, I mean, there was one twins, triplets, quads, and it was like over 6,000 members. So it's huge. So I'm sure you can find stuff. And if you do have higher order multiples, which is like golden to find other moms with that. And then I noticed that there were, you know, some other small groups that were very specific to either the sexes, or the one was all about upscale. I mean, I don't know. I'm not personally not doing designer clothes, but I'm sure if you're looking for designer clothes.
Oh my gosh, wow. Yeah, I love it. You said small group. It's a small group. And I'm like, I bet it is a small group.
It's like, you know, there might be 50 members, but, you know, if you're looking for designer labels, you know.
Wow.
How about, like, you know, Amazon and some other, you know, maybe big online retailers? I know they lots of times they
that
do
saved
have.
My life.
Yes.
I mean, literally Amazon mom saved my because, I mean, you know, getting out of the house with twins is not at all like trying to get out of the house with one baby. I mean, everyone says like, you're going to want to get out of the house as much as you can. No, that is a lie. Like, I want to be in my safe place with my giant nursing pillow where all of my diapers are. That's where I want to be. If you're a member of Amazon Prime, you can sign up for Amazon Mom. They have the subscribe and save and other. And so we would, I mean, like toilet paper, diapers, wipes, diaper cream, cleaning products. I mean, you can get anything on there. And so we would just kind of compare prices. Target also has delivers in 2 days sometimes. If there's certain items, you can get free shipping with that. Grocery stores deliver too, and you can get coupons. So I was just the, I mean, I literally would compare prices from all of the retailers, see who could get it to me the cheapest and the fastest, and then order it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, online shopping is not only budget-friendly, but sanity-friendly.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
You know, one thing that I always do, and this has nothing to do with shopping for twins, but just shopping online in general, is once you get to the checkout, it always asks you for a discount, or you've got a discount code, promo code, whatever, and I always feel bad if I don't put something in there. So then I usually just Google whatever the name of the site is, discount code, if there's a particular like item that you did purchase or mm-hmm. whatever, put that in there and just Google search it. And odds are you can usually find some sort of promo code for something. Either mm-hmm. it's free shipping. I mean, there's so many out there. They just don't really broadcast it.
Right.
But because of, you know, the you know, keyword searches and stuff we can do through Google, you can usually find those. And I just try a bunch until one works. I mean, I waste a little bit of time, but it's almost a game for me.
Oh, right, right. No, that's a great point. Yeah. And, you know, it's true. I know I have to, you know, if you're a member of like, you know, AAA, you know, Auto Club, or, you know, sometimes even employers have,
yeah.
You know, some discount programs. And I know I always forget about that.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it's worth just looking into like, well, wait a minute. I'm a part of this, you know, AAA program, or sometimes, you know, I've got like airline, you know, rewards, or your credit card might actually
that's
have
true.
Some type
credit
of
cards, a lot of, you know, credit cards have.
Yeah, yeah. So it's worth looking that up to yep. see if they've got something. Well, you know, we're going to, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about getting some coupons using and discounts from retailers and manufacturers. Well, welcome back. We're talking with our expert panelists about different strategies for saving money on twin gear and clothes. We're just kind of just talking about some of the different ways to use, you know, discounts and coupons. You know, and a lot of times you can get these directly from either the retailers or the manufacturers. And, you know, I've heard about twin discounts. Now, I don't personally have any experience with it, but I think, do you guys have any experience with getting twin discounts?
Yeah, so we did this. We were all excited about, we thought we were going to get tons of free stuff because we have multiples. People are just going to throw stuff at our door. And I'm not talking about friends and family. I'm talking about companies just wanting to give us stuff, right? And big box companies and everything. And there are some discount programs out there, and they're constantly changing, which is why I don't want to go into detail, you know, about which ones we chose and what companies and all that kind of stuff. A lot of stuff out there for baby food. A lot of stuff out there for diapers, disposable diapers, mm-hmm. if that's the route you're going to go. And then everything else is kind of specialized. But I will say, you know, some of these things want you to apply online, so you can go to their website, enter in your information and submit it, and then they're supposed to send you different kind of coupons. They don't usually go into a lot of detail as to what they're going to send you. They just allude to the fact that you're going to like it.
And then, so you don't really know what you're signing
up for.
You
don't. I mean, some may be more specific. The ones, you know, we were looking more for what companies do we usually buy those products mm-hmm. anyways. You know, so whatever coupons they were going to send us, we thought we could probably use.
Mm-hmm.
And so so either you fill out an online form, or sometimes it gets really specific and they actually want something from the hospital that indicates
yeah.
that you actually are a parent of a twin, that you brought twins home from a hospital. So we had to make some copies of some stuff because we didn't actually have their birth certificates yet. And we had to mail that stuff in. So there's a little bit of work. And keep in mind, you know, if you have newborn twins, there's a lot going on in your life. So I would encourage you, if you're planning to do something like this, to do it before you're, you know, as much as you
That's
can
smart.
Do before your twins are born. And so maybe you just have to stuff something, you know, with a something that says you brought twins home from the hospital, but you're not doing all the legwork. But I will say, as far as what we got back from it, we were a bit disappointed. We did a lot of the baby food stuff, even though we weren't going to use baby food, you know, from the beginning because we're breastfeeding our babies. But the diaper stuff, we do disposable diapers, and so that was really important for us. And when the coupons came in the mail, because they usually would actually physically mail you coupons, and some companies were better than others, but my girls were born in November, and I don't know if it was because it was towards the end of the year or what was going on in these companies' minds, but most of the coupons they sent us were already expired. It was frustrating. Oh. It was like, you know, it expired in July. And I'm like, wait, it's November. Like, when are you guys? And so my husband would have to follow up with the company and say, listen. So, I mean, there was extra work that we had to do because of that. And it seriously happened with like 3 or 4 companies. I'm not kidding. Yeah. And so
these are mostly the manufacturers.
The
so
manufacturer like, okay. coupons that yeah. they're sending you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like I said, it was mainly baby food and diapers that we were going after. Casey, I know you did this. So maybe you have some better experience.
I did the same thing, and I did it before the twins were born, and I kind of ran into what you were talking about. A lot of the sites wanted birth certificates. They wanted birth certificates, and I was like, okay, well, I kind of need these things before they come home. Like, I kind of need some of this stuff now, and then, like you're saying, after the fact, it's already kind of like it's already kind of too late, and you're already in the whirlwind. And so to me, it was like I was like, okay, that it wasn't really worth it. I did. As you were saying, the two signing up a lot of coupons, and just as you said, some companies are far better than other ones, and some of the coupons were a huge help on items like diapers and formula. But I was kind of disappointed in the twin discount. The thing that I've been doing lately, especially with the three, is, and I kind of lost my, I guess, my tact motive. I'll ask a lot of people straight up, like, hey, what is your sibling discount?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What sibling discount can you give me? I even asked recently on swim lessons, I'm like, so what kind of sibling discount are you going to give me? Like, I almost don't even give people like the opportunity. It's like, okay, so what kind of discount am I going to sell from you?
Yeah,
I love it.
Some people kind of look at me, and I'm like, hey, I'm giving you a ton of money here. Like, what kind of sibling discount are you going to give me?
Oh, absolutely.
And I found that most people have it. They just don't announce it.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they're willing to give it to you. If you know, I mean, like a lot of places have flexibility with pricing, especially private things like photography or swimming lessons or like things that aren't, you know, your basics. I mean, if it's not a corporation, they do have some flexibility. And even sometimes corporations have flexibility, so it doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah.
I found instead of doing, because I got a list from somebody of all the places you could call. And with my list of things we had to do anyway, I seriously saw that and went, this is not worth the $20 or $30 I might save. But what I think is worth it, though, is signing up for rewards programs at stores you know you're going to be shopping at a lot. Babies R Us, Target, Costco, wherever it is, they have like program where, you know, they track your spending, you know, whether it's a store card or a rewards card or your phone number, because that not only puts you on those email lists like I was talking about, but stores will give you customized coupons based on what you're spending. So if you're at a grocery store or like a, you know, regular retailer and you have a rewards card, they customize your coupons and your emails based on what you buy, because it's their way of getting them to sell you more stuff. But I found it super helpful. I mean, I get, you know, I get manufacturer coupons because I registered with all those places. So Huggies has my name, Pampers has my name. They've all got my name somewhere. Yeah. And then you can stack coupons too. So you can use a manufacturer coupon and a store coupon on the same item. So not two of the same, but. And that really saved us a lot of money because you'd get a coupon from the store and then a coupon from the manufacturer, and then you have a reward or a discount card, you know, and you really end up saving the money that way.
Now that's a great idea. Now, I've also heard that some of the big box baby stores do offer multiples discounts. So is it as rigorous as, you know, some of the manufacturers, or what's your experience?
No, you just have to buy two of the exact same item.
So you really, you don't even have to say that I have twins. It's just,
well,
hey,
you have
I'm buying
to say you have twins. It's the twin discount.
But you don't have to have your... Can you do that online?
No, I think it's in the stores only. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to have the twins with you, though. I mean, they're not.
So it's an unwritten thing. Again, they're not broadcasting it. But again, that's also not going to help a mom with a boy and a girl necessarily, right? If you got to get two of the exact same.
Yes.
And having the boy-girl, I found that because, yeah, I did sign up for that, and they actually did tell me about it because I said I was pregnant with twins, and they told me about that program. Yeah, clothes for me, it was not even plausible unless I went neutral. But the big ticket items, cribs, car seats, anything that you
high
do
chairs.
Need to of, high chairs, potty seat, anything else that you need to have. It was helpful.
So we just have to ask for it then.
I really like Casey's idea of just saying, hey, whether you say twin or not, sibling, what's your right. sibling discount? Not even giving them an option. I'm stealing that, Casey.
Yeah.
I'm totally use
you know,
that.
It's one of those things where at first I was very shy and I was like, oh my God. And you know, some people be like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm being tacky. And then it got to the point where it's like, you know what? No, forget it. I spend. And I kind of tell people like, hey, listen, I got 3 kids. I'm spending quite a bit of money with you. What can you do?
Yeah.
Come on.
I love it.
Barter a little bit.
Well, we're going to wrap up here today. For more information about smart shopping strategies for twins, or for more information about any of our speakers or panelists, visit the episode page on our website. Now, this conversation does continue for members of our Twin Talks Club. After the show, our panelists are going to talk about twin discounts for what? College. For more information about the Twin Talks Club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
That's a buy one, get one, right?
Yeah. Here's a question from Don of Boston, Massachusetts. Don writes, hey, Twin Talks. I'm a soon-to-be mom of identical twin boys, and I have a lot to learn. I've been listening to your episodes, and I'm also interested in becoming a panelist on your show once my twins are born. How can I do this?
Hey, Don, this is Sunny. I'm one of the producers of Twin Talks, and thanks so much for your question, submitting it to our show. So we love our panelists, and we love to have parents right here in the studio, but you are from Boston, Massachusetts, so that's probably not going to work for you. So the next best thing is to become a virtual panelist. So what we do is, before we tape an episode, about a week before our taping, we post questions to Facebook and to Twitter. These are the same questions that our panelists and our experts are going to be answering in the studio. And it's a great way for you to participate in the conversation by leaving a little message, sharing your thoughts, and we are going to be reading those comments on the air. If you are following us on Twitter, be sure to use the hashtag TwinTalksVP. VP stands for virtual panelist, and that's a really quick way that we can kind of scroll through all of our messages and look at these questions and comments really quickly. So if you want more information about this, all you have to do is go to the Twin Talks website, look under the community tab, and the section is called Become a Virtual Panelist. Thanks so much for your question.
So that wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, and our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, and Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.